track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are three this week. One is on AI, which has been edited. At last, AI is getting the attention it deserves. The bosses of Anthropic, a technological powerhouse, have profoundly scared themselves and others with their tool, Mythos, that has escaped from the testing environment. This entity, designed as a protector, can detect weaknesses in software and break through the defensive walls of so many systems on which we depend. Communications, water and energy infrastructures, our banking systems, government processes, etc. A beast has been created that can achieve the precise purpose that it was intended to prevent. It is a device over which its makers doubt they have control. Despite being one of the most powerful US companies, the government there had taken Anthropic to court because it refused Trump's buddies access to its military capacities, making weapons fully autonomous. Already, the Ukrainians have used military vehicles that, once remotely driven to the battlefield by soldiers, can themselves fix on precisely which enemy position they will attack. The tool will also permit mass surveillance of citizens at a level so far unachievable. Anthropic is also shaken by its creation, that it has cooperated with financial rivals like Apple, Amazon, Google, etc., so that sharing knowledge might mean that vulnerability holes can be protected before they are attacked. Such cooperation indicates possible hope for the future. Yes, there are positive aspects, but the negatives are far more problematic. For example, removal of so many types of employment over the next few years. No wonder the young face depression. Until now, the policing of this industry to a great extent has been carried out by the companies themselves. Their motivation has been more profit through competition. Now it must be our governments that collectively attempt the enormous challenge of dealing with the consequences of the beast. And this letter came from Jeremy Hall of Crockenwell.
Alexa Knight, Director of Policy and Influencing Mental Health Foundation, writes, "Awareness of mental health isn't enough. As Mental Health Awareness Week, 11th to the 17th of May, approaches, I would like to encourage readers to join us in taking action to support their mental well-being. We have been running Mental Health Awareness Week for 25 years, helping to break the silence around the mental health and promoting an openness which has improved people's lives. But awareness alone isn't enough. This year, we're focusing on action because the small things we do each day can make a big difference to how we feel. Whether that's asking for support, taking time to do things that are good for our well-being, or checking in on someone else. When we each take small steps, we build a sense of hope, connection, and momentum. Together we can shape our workplaces, schools and communities so that everyone feels supported. And by showing what's possible in our own lives, we can help push for the bigger societal and cultural changes needed to make good mental health a reality for all. Visit mentalhealth.org.uk/action for information, resources and advice as we encourage you to take action for good mental health this Mental Health Awareness Week, for yourself, for someone else, for all of us.
This letter is from Kevin Mundy, Chief Commissioner of the St John Ambulance. Ruby celebrations for St John Ambulance. In 2026, the St John Ambulance celebrates the 40th anniversary of its National Cadet of the Year competition, recognising four decades of young people who have demonstrated exceptional commitment to learning life-saving skills and serving their communities. The milestone was marked at a special event earlier this month, attended by Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal, St John's Ambulance Commandant in chief for the youth. We also had the privilege of welcoming the very first National Cadet of the Year from 1987, Simon Stockhill, alongside several holders of the title from across the four decades of the competition up to the present day. Since the award was established, many former National and Regional Cadets of the Year, including Simon, have gone on to careers in healthcare, medicine, and the emergency services. Others have taken the confidence, discipline, and sense of social responsibility developed through their time as cadets into a wide range of professions. That journey often begins through St John's Ambulance Badgers and Cadets programmes, where young people from the age of five learn first aid, build resilience and develop a practical understanding of helping others. Readers interested in youth opportunities with the St John Ambulance, whether that is for their children or as a potential youth leader or helper, can get more information on the St John's Ambulance website.